Well, surprise everyone. Pastor Griffin is not sick. He's not ill. He's not anything wrong with him. There's not anything wrong. He's sitting right there. So you're saying, why are you here? We're sick of you. We don't want you. Well, there was a confusion last week, and I was going to read through the corrected translation of Jude 1 through 25 and then give you a ministry update. That didn't happen. I messed up. The confusion was my fault, not our pastor's. So he's so gracious, he said, why don't you do it this week? And then you'll be done. Then you can get out of my way and leave me alone. So I'm going to do it tonight. You can tune off right after we get through the expanded translations if you want. If not, you can stick around for the ministry update, and we'll lay it out there, and you can hear what we've been doing, what we're going to do, and what's happening. So that's why I'm standing here tonight. That's why our pastor's in his favorite seat right out there. And I'll shut up. We'll get through this. And you might even get home early tonight. I see people already falling asleep and disappointed that I'm here and not Joe. So hang on. Let's go. Rebound. I know you need that. 1 John 1:9. I'm sure you need that. And then we'll open in prayer and we'll get started and knock out this evening. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to gather and study your word. Father, we pray that everything that we say and do tonight would be honoring to you and bring honor and glory to you. We thank you for this church and this pulpit where so much doctrine has flown over the last 40 years. Father, continue to bless our pastor, his family, and this local church as he continues to do his duty and teach us the mind of Christ. And we lift all this in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, so we are going to read through the expanded translation without commentary. We have some in the back. I know the folks in Doritoland didn't get them, so you could take your Bible or just follow along, but we do have notes in the back of the room for those that are interested. Verse 1, Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to the called, who have been and are being loved by God the Father, and we have been and are being preserved by Jesus Christ. May compassion and tranquility of soul and love be multiplied to you. Beloved ones, while I was making all haste to write to you about our common salvation, I felt it necessary to write you, urging you to vigorously defend the faith which was once for all handed down to the saints. For certain persons have snuck in without detection, those who were long beforehand written out for this condemnation, ungodly, who are distorting the grace of our God into lewdness and deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. But I want to remind you, though you once for all time knew all of these things, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed those who did not believe. And angels who did not maintain their own domain, but abandoned their own place of residence, Jesus Christ has kept in eternal chains of darkness for the judgment of the great day. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and pursued a different kind of flesh, that is, abhorrent sexuality and unnatural desire, are put on display as an example and undergoing the punishment of being held under eternal fire. Also, in a similar way, these dreamers actually defile their flesh and, on the other hand, reject authority and malign the majesties. Yet Michael, the archangel, when disputing with the evil one, disagreed vehemently concerning the body of Moses. He did not dare to bring judgment by maligning, but said, "May the Lord rebuke you and punish you." Verse 10, on the one hand, these continually malign things they do not understand. But on the other hand, things that they understand by instinct as illogical creatures. By means of these things, they receive corruption and depravity. Woe to them, because they have been led into the way of life of Cain. They have run reckless abandon to the strong delusions of Balaam, which is monetary lust, and were put to death as in the revolution of Korah. These same false teachers are hidden reefs under the ocean, shamelessly feasting together with you in your love feast without fear, shepherding themselves, waterless clouds as they are carried away by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, doubly dead and uprooted. Verse 13, savage waves of the sea, splashing up like foam their own shame, wandering comets for whom the blackness of the darkness has been reserved forever. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about this. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all and to convict all the irreverent deeds which the irreverent have committed and all of the harsh things these impious sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, fault finders, conducting themselves according to the standards of their own lust, and their speech communicates an arrogance which flatters others for the sake of gaining an advantage. Now you, beloved, remember the spoken words which were previously taught by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They were saying to you, in the last time there will be mockers and scoffers who will conduct themselves according to the standards of their own impious lust. These are those who cause divisions, soulish, not having a human spirit. And then in verse 20, but you, beloved, keep building upon yourselves by means of Bible doctrine, praying regularly by means of the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love complex of God, waiting with anticipation for the mercy of the Lord, of our Lord Jesus Christ, resulting in eternal life. Moreover, on the one hand, with reference to some, keep on refuting when they take issue with you. On the other hand, save others by snatching them out from the fire. On the other hand, with reference to others, keep on showing mercy with fear, even hating his undergarments, which are defiled with human excrement from the source of the flesh. And then the doxology in verse 24 and 25. Now to the one who has the ultimate power to preserve you from stumbling and to establish you unblemished in the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. That is the expanded translation of the letter of Jude. And that does wrap up our study. We'll put this with the other notes out there. Paul continues the work on all the doctrine and the links so that you can go to the doctrine of prayer, which we covered, but Joe's doctrine of prayer, the full doctrine, not my condensed versions, the doctrine of money, our pastor's doctrine on that. So he's putting together all those links. It's just taking some time because there's a lot of data on our website that our pastor has taught for 40 years. So he's got to pull out each one of those and then link it. So all you have to do is click on Doctrine of Angels. Boom. It'll take you right to what Joe taught us. So that's coming. It is in the works. Paul has been out of town quite a bit. So as quick as he gets it done, we'll let you know. I think Joe won't mind announcing that you can go there and click on all those doctrines, and it'll take you right to his notes on the website, and you'll be good to go. And it'll also give a lesson number if you want to go listen to it. So it's going to be real professional. Boom. If you just want to get the notes, here they are. If you just want to listen to it, there's the link. And if you want to do both, got them both right there for you. All tied into what we studied in the letter of Jude. So it's been a real honor. Joe, I have learned a lot, sir. You're awful nice. Now we're going to give you a ministry update. Now's the time if you'd like to turn off your television. I do want to say something. My wife complains every annual meeting that I take too long. So tonight I can take as long as I want because it's my night to tell about the ministry. I don't have to cram it in 15 minutes. I'm happy. I may be talking to myself, but I'm going to keep going until I'm done. But I do have to thank my wife. She has held the fort. I was gone for 28 out of 30 days in April, and she was just plugged away. I don't even know if she missed me or not, but now she's ready for me to go, and I'll leave again Sunday, and I'll be gone quite a bit in the month of June, July, August, September, and October. There won't be a lot of free time. Thank you to Pastor Griffin, allowing me to stand in your pulpit. You know, it's been amazing that you would allow me to do this. All the doctrine that's been taught for here, and you let a rookie like me stand here. It's amazing. Thank you, Joe. I really appreciate it. To the Board of Deacons for not running me out of here. To Joe Griffin Media Ministries Board for all their kindness and support. And everyone who helps. And we have a lot of folks that help. Thank you for your prayers. I'm not a one-man show. We have a lot of prayer warriors that pray for me, and I really appreciate it. All the individuals who grade, we have over 80 graders, and I have more. I owe folks here. I'm looking at a couple right now that I owe the information so they could get started. I have some in Texas and some in Arkansas who are waiting for me to call them back, and somebody in Kansas City. Tomorrow's the day. I'm about caught up where I can call them and get them started. So we'll get that going, and that'll add to it. And that makes it a lot easier when you have 3,000 people sending letters and all that. You don't want to overwork people, and you don't want to make them quit and get sick. So you got to just spread it out, and it's just awesome to have everybody that does that. It runs like a well-oiled machine. I'm not kidding you. We are a well-oiled machine, and it just works great. All those that take care of the books, really my hat's off to my daughter, Rebecca. Philippi Ministry runs the way it does because of her. She is amazing, and I never, ever say her name from up here all these years, but everybody needs to know that everything, I mean, she's so supportive and submissive, and she doesn't try to take over. She just makes sure that we're always putting doctrine first, and that we always have our eyes on the prize and we're doing things right. And she streamlines this stuff. She does all these certificates. And now we just have the system. It's so amazing. Her and Paul Davey have worked out a system that we can enter data. What would take, I have a stack of letters that big at home, completed courses that need to be entered. That used to take me hours to enter every one of those. I can enter that watching it on the television and be done in 15 minutes. This many would probably take 30. Unbelievable. It's just everything is streamlined and we're keeping track of everything. We know who's active, who's inactive, who's an inmate that went home and studying, who's a family member of an inmate that's studying with us. I mean, we have it down. We know where everybody is, where they left off, in case they ever go back. It's just amazing the amount of data. I think Paul told me that he figured out, he can correct me, that we've sent out over 35,000 pieces of material in the last 17 years. That's a lot of material. That's a lot of paper going back and forth. And that's been 6 months ago or 5 months ago he told me that. So it's higher than that right now. So that's a lot of material going back and forth. Folks that help with the newsletters, copies of the notes, again, that rest on my daughter. She has a great system. All the mailings that we do, putting together the data so we can track all this, study guides, answer keys, and then getting them all in the right format. So we have folks that put this together, and then Rebecca takes it and has to sort it all out, put the logo on it and the information, and then it gets put on this cloud or wherever they have it, and we just send it to the inmates. And it just shows back up. And when they pass, they get a certificate of completion, and off we go. We have three individuals who are in less than 114. That's 114 lessons. They average one a month. That's 114 months. Starting with Who Loves You, all the way through Joe's Basic, Rick's Basics, excuse me. I got to take a drink. I hope it's not vodka. I get excited. I told him I'm not going to shut up so everybody can listen. So they go through all of Joe's, all of Rick's. Then they go through the Colonel's 10 Basics. I don't know if you know what those are, but Plan of God, Trinity, Slave Market of Sin, Barrier, Rebound, Isolation of Sin, Faith Rest Drill, boom, 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 all the way up to Witnessing. And then when they're done with all those, then they get to do one day at a time. We got essay questions on there. We had an individual take this in our church, and she's on doing, I think she's on book like 45 right now. She didn't even get a perfect score. We've had several inmates get one or two wrong out of 300 questions. It's amazing. You say it's open book. Have you seen how thick that book is? I bet, again, I'd challenge you to go through it and get one or two wrong. 114 lessons. We have one person that's not only done 114, he's now going back through them all under a revised study guide. We try to keep it fresh, and we're going to get ready and start on the third generation of study guides, just what people want to hear. Keeps people from cheating, keeps them from passing it around. When I get a lot of inmates at one facility on it and new people sign up, I switch the new people from the new generation back to the old generation. And sometimes it's fun to see the answers. They've copied off the other person's answers, but that was a different study guide. So you got to keep it fresh. You got to keep them. But this individual's already on book number 24, going back through it the second time, and he's working on less than 114 on the first time too. That's a lot of doctrine, folks. A lot of doctrine. We've streamlined everything to make it better. And I also fortunate, because of Grace Doctrine Church, to have my own personal physician that if I call him when I'm on the road about to die, which I have a couple times, and had to go take care of business, I couldn't quit and come home. He ordered up some medicine, and I felt better the next day after not sleeping for 2 days, and got a little sleep, and I was ready to go the next day. So a special thank you to the suffering servant right there, my daughter. We did the Wounded Warrior again. We did it in November. I had been going with Rick. Rick is unable to travel. I talked with him today. He's doing great. His radio shows continue to do outstanding. And he's in, I think, 110 stations across the country and in one in the Philippines. So the baton was passed, and we did the Wounded Warrior in November, and I did it again in April. And we've been invited back, and we'll do it again in November. So we're going to continue to do that. I think I even read you a letter from a gentleman that wrote it last from our visit in April. I always like to intersperse some letters. This one says, "Thank you, Philippi Ministries, for your guiding light and your contribution in my path to spiritual maturity. I am deeply, deeply grateful." Now, mind you, these are Joe's books, Colonel's books, Rick's books. Only one of them's mine, and let me tell you, I'm a rookie compared to them. This one, somebody out there must have been drinking, because they said, "Tonight's Jude study was absolutely the best, most informative session I have had the privilege of listening to. This session answered so many questions for me that I was almost in tears. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will be reviewing the notes tomorrow morning over coffee. So that was very nice. We continue to send out Joe's notes. I'm not involved in that any longer because we have a good system and they've taken that off me. This is our 17th year sending out Bible study notes from this church. We started, I think, with clanking chains. Is that right? I think clanking chains. And we had people go all the way through clanking chains. And now they're working their way through James with you, Joe. That's not counting the individuals. If they have a question on any doctrine, I search your notes. I find where I can get the answers. And I write them and say, it's a lot easier if you do this study. And then I print out the study and I send it to them. So there's a lot of that going on to fill in the information. A good example of that is tongues, because it's an easy one because the colonel has a book. But on anything that they want, we just dig through Joe's notes and we print them out, and you're going to see tons of notes here for our pastor. So it's our 17th year, and I have no idea the number of notes we've sent out over the last 17 years. It's a lot. It's a lot. I think we send out 5 at a time now. We used to send out 3 at a time. But the post office, which is the most efficient organization in our government, that's a lie. I need to confess that. But it's just easier to do it more because it's less expensive. But the post office is a real problem. I am about to start reading Eternal Security. Here's a person who said, I don't buy eternal security. So he wrote in, said, I just don't get it. What about this verse? What about that verse? So I went through Joe's notes, grabbed his, and then I said, I hear this question all the time. I think I also printed out Desperate Assurance from Shreveport. And I said, here's an advanced copy of a book I'm doing on eternal security. And I said, if these don't answer your question, we're probably not the organization to study with. Because I don't know any other way to lay it out other than these 3 sets of material. I'm about to start reading Eternal Security, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your gift of this book, and I will treasure it as I continue to learn and grow. The Philippi Ministries has blessed me so much with helping me understand God's Word. When I discovered the rebound technique and the power of 1 John 1:9, it truly liberated me as I lay there in my prison rack confessing multitudes of sins. It felt as if God, the great postmaster, had sorted my mail and got rid of the junk mail that was laying everywhere. Interesting way to put it. We continue to do the study course. We continue to add. We've got every one of Joe's reports, I think, completed now. We've got Rick's messages from Baraka. We're working on his flatline messages, and that's what gets up to 114 lessons. You can't do it with just the books. It's about 60 lessons. So now we've taken Shreveport, made those into lessons, and then we've taken Rick's Baraka messages and made those into lessons. And someday we may even take my few messages and make them into lessons. But that's how we've gotten where we're at. I never in my wildest dreams thought anybody would stick with this course. Never in my wildest dreams that I think anyone would get through 60 books. The average sentence is about 5 years. People are going home. That's 60 months. People are going home before that. So I figured, hey, if we had 40 books done, we'd be in good shape. Next thing I know, we needed all 60, and then we needed more. So where does it end? The Lord keeps opening doors, and we are going to keep coming up with the lessons to put in there, and that's what we're going to do. We now have over 3,000 inmates in over 540 facilities across this nation. Another letter for you. Another amazing study. I love this ministry, and I'm learning so much. I have been sharing this information and with other men, and they're starting to understand as well. Some have confessed and accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit has opened my eyes through this precious study to information I had never heard of. Our wonderful Lord is so forgiving, and now that I know how to rebound, my life is so much more peaceful. All because I know that God doesn't lie, and 1 John 1:9 is a true blessed fact. Praise God for making a way for us to get rid of a lot of mixed up things in our mind, to be able to sort out truth through the Word of God. Mr. Watson, thank you for your compassion toward us in prison. May God bless you richly and in abundance for sharing love and concern and for getting this life-changing Bible information to the incarcerated. Scotty. So that's another one. We've continued to see tremendous growth over the last year as the Lord opens doors. We have been busier this year than we have at any time in my ministry in 17 years. Like I said, we were 28 days on the road. That's open doors. And I told someone this today. I never once asked to do it. I never went up to Joe and said, "Hey, Joe, can I teach? Hey, can I stand there? How about it, buddy? Come on. Here's a 20. Why don't you let me in there?" I never went to Bobby Thiem and asked him, who would have the courage to do this stuff, to come up and ask somebody? I wouldn't. I can tell you right now, I don't have that kind of courage. I never asked to go into prisons. I never asked Judge Sloan to open the doors, write me letters, contact the governor of Tennessee saying, you guys are unbelievable. Never once. Baraka called me and said, "You need to call this guy." I called him. He said, "Can you come down?" I said, "Sure." I don't say no. I just show up. And here we are 5 or 6 years later, maybe longer, still doing it in East Tennessee. And through that, DVD groups, Bible study groups, and I've told you this before, there's a couple jails down there. The only material they allow to come in is our material. I had a lady call me from a Baptist church. Her son was in jail, and she said to me, "Can you send him some material for me?" I said, "Sure." She goes, "Well, I'll send it to you." And I said, "I'm not sending anybody else's stuff." I said, "We follow the rules." She goes, "Well, the jail said the only people they can let Bible study materials in is from Philippi Ministry, and they gave me your number." I said, "Well, no problem. I'll take care of it. But we have a system, and we're not deviating from that." She was fine with it. She didn't like it, but she was fine with it. And it worked out okay. I didn't have anything to do with that, folks. The Lord opened the doors. I just stepped through them. One of the things we do is Rick called me today. An inmate heard his radio show at a prison. They sent him a letter. He calls me up and reads the letter, gives me the inmate information. And tomorrow morning, this inmate will get a letter from me saying, "Rick Hughes called me from Rick Hughes Ministries, who you wrote. I handle inmate things. We work together on the inmates. Here's what we have to offer. Here's a couple of Rick's books. If you'd like to do the study course, drop me a note back. Here's a self-addressed stamped envelope." That's how I do it. Baraka, TNP, they just do it by text. They just send me a text, a picture of the letter, and I write back, "I got it." And they know I've taken it from there. And we immediately respond to them. No matter where they're at in the country, we respond and we write them a letter saying, "We appreciate you writing Baraka Church. We work with them." Same thing happens here. Rick Sherrill opens up the mail, gives me the love mail from prisoners saying, "Can you send me this? Can you send me that?" I take them, I write a letter, and I said, "You wrote Joe Griffin Media Ministries. We take care of requests from inmates." And it also keeps things not only organized, but it keeps them from taking advantage. I can't tell you the number of things they want and ask for. And we're able to cut right through that. And it makes it nice. We let them know we're responding for you. We don't want them to think that people are not responding. We are. But we're not responding or answering their send me the 12-volume set encyclopedia of Christian doctrines in the Methodist Church. We're not sending that to them. I get a request for Bible dictionaries once a week. I got a guy today. He wrote me and said, I got approval from the chaplain that I could take your study course. Oh, by the way, if I'm going to take it, I need a brand new leather-bound, large print Bible, King James Version only. We're not doing that. I'm sending him the first book, and I'm not going to address that. And you'll say, well, why not? He's not going to write back, but that book will end up in the right person's hands. He'll throw it down, somebody will pick it up, and that's how it works. If he does do it and write me again and say, I need this Bible, I'm going to write him back and say, I know they have them there. We have a system. Keep plugging away. And they'll either march on smartly or they won't. I'm good with it either way. We're not in the numbers business. We're in the providing doctrinal information. That's the business we're in. We're not there to make friends. Although I've got some friends, I've got one that's going to the Bible conference next week in Dallas that studied with us 15 years, I think. Been out 2 years, plugging away. I got a couple notes for Joe. We continue to work on the tablets. Got some updated information on tablets. We've had 6,289 inmates open Bible doctrine and listen in some shape or form, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. We've had 1,852 inmates complete the entire Bible class. It's a 29% completion rate. Now, when these inmates go back to these other starts, it doesn't count as a new hit. It's already been counted. The top three lessons are Boys to Men. Divine Pardon. Boys to Men number two. Those are the three. I still laughed. I can't believe mine's number one. Wow. 215 new facilities have completed a lesson on these tablets. At least one inmate from 215 new facilities have completed a course. 330 facilities have at least one person who started a lesson. And North Carolina, and hold on to your hats, California are the top two states for activity. We have received so many letters since we got on these tablets. I think it was March 1st, so that's March, April, almost 3 months now, have written us from California and North Carolina. I actually knew that, I think intuitively, without having these numbers, because I see the letters writing. They're writing in. I got more today. People are writing. I heard this. I want more. I never heard anything like this before. What else do you have? So that's been pretty amazing. Now, we need your prayer. We don't know if this is going to work out or not, and hasn't been approved yet. But we are this close to possibly being on another tablet program. It's expensive. Lord takes care of that. But it would open the door to about 894,000 inmates, which would really make up almost, with that and the other tablet, cover just about every incarcerated person in the United States. There's about 1.4 million, something like that, 1.2 million incarcerated in prison. So if you add 200 or whatever we're doing now to 894, you're covering almost every inmate in prison and jail in America. And that would be over 700 new facilities. Please pray about it. We haven't made a decision yet. We're in the process, but we've We're waiting on some answers to some very important questions. And then Lord provides the money, we're going to do it. And we're going to move forward. That's a lot of inmates, 890,000 people to provide the Word of God to. That would be pretty amazing. And it's been a great year to see God's amazing grace. We completed God's grace through grace throughout life. That's been just a great book. Everybody just sent more out to another. He's not a doctrinal guy, but he asked if he could use it to teach a class in his jails in North Carolina. And I said, absolutely. How many you need? Because, well, you know, what do you charge? I said, nothing. How many you need? And he said, well, I only want a couple. I said, you have three. You can have whatever you want. You want one for each guy in your class? Be glad to send it. He said, no, no, no. I said, okay, just let us know. No problem. So that's been fun to see. We're finishing up the Eternal Security book. I got a rough draft. I hope to work on it next week. I think we're close to being able to send it out and let some proofreaders look at it and tell me how stupid I am. F in grammar and punctuation. But I promise you it's an A-plus in doctrine. And it's going to be a good book. And we're laying out the gospel in the front and at the end. And we're going to eternal security out. If you don't accept that, throw the book away and go find a different religion. Because it's not Christianity. It's not what we do. Because what's in that book is absolute truth. I guarantee you. And that's pretty exciting. And we have the outline done for the third and final one, which is marriage and family. Again, I want to address the three most common questions. I don't get this grace thing. It's too easy. You can't be saved forever. I'm in prison. I'm not going to heaven. And everybody tells me I'm not going. And oh, by the way, do you have a book on marriage or family? So we're done with one. We're close on the second one. Got an outline on the third one. And we'll tackle that. And when we're done with that, that's the end of my writing career. It's about all I know will be in those three books. And I'm not sure I know all those. I've been able to fill in for Joe. And if he allows it, I'll do so again when he's on vacation or whenever. That's been the greatest honor of my life. To stand in this church. I told somebody not long ago, people come and go from here, and people like to tell, I did this there, and I did. But this church has been my life for 40 years. And being supportive of Joe and Joe Henry is a great joy for me. And it's really amazing. And I had the honor of being here on recruiting duty and fell in love with this church, and here we are. That was in 1977. I'm getting old. And then to come back and be here and watch Joe move into his house 7 years later and become our pastor and me show up. What's interesting is I showed up just a few months out of the Navy when he got here. So I had just been back a short time, and then here came Joe and Joe Henry pulling in a U-Haul truck in Baldwin. Another letter. These study guides you have sent over the last 4+ years have altered the course of my life in a real and tangible way. Thank you for all you have done to enlighten my path in a real and tangible way. And that's why in 17 years, we have 18 people who have returned to prison. 18. That is phenomenal. Why? Because the Word of God conquers all. Greetings. I'm writing to the fellow Christians upon your staff. They only knew our staff. Got them all over the country. We're not sitting around in some big office having staff meetings. My intent of this note is to thank you all of you whom the Bible studies I get from you would not be possible. I want to express to each of you that God is not the only one who recognizes the effort and care that each of you put forth to ensure that people like myself have access and means to further understand the Word of God. I have not thanked you before today, and it has been over a year since I began studies with you. I would now like to thank you on behalf of everyone who has gained more understanding and knowledge due to your studies. May God continue to bless each of you and your families. We're going to do the horse camp again this year in September, I think. If I'm wrong, Deb, you'll have to let me know. That's if we can get Sandra and Kinsey to quit goofing off and show up. We'll have a good camp this year. So we're going to do that in late September. So that's on the target. I don't know how many years we've done it. It's been a lot. Grace Doctrine Church continues to provide study Bibles for those who meet the criteria. You say, what is it? It's grace today. Why do you have to meet something? Because you're dealing with prisoners, and they'll scam you out of your last dollar if you let them. You know, they'll ship them Bibles, and they'll take those Bibles, and then they'll sell them, buy some drugs or some hooch or other things I won't discuss, and we're not going to do that. When they meet certain checkpoints, they show up on a list, and then over time, we send them to Joe, and they're taken care of. I can tell you this, if you ask for a Bible, you're never going to get one. I know that sounds horrible, but if you're asking, I don't know, I just have a rule after 17 years. Those people who are serious about studying the Word of God, they don't ask for anything, ever. And through the years, I've sent out subscribers. I haven't personally in the ministry. Sports Illustrated, minus the swimsuit edition, to inmates secretly. They don't know. One guy, he's now out. He's listening tonight. He's in Washington, D.C., Baltimore, really. And he was a big sports fan, big Alabama fan, loved the Miami Dolphins, loved NASCAR. And he was in the penitentiary in Tucson. Over he wrote me every 2 weeks. Didn't ask for anything. Prayed for me. Prayed for you. Prayed for Joe. I think Joe even took a picture one time here, and I sent it to him after he'd been studying with us for 10, 12 years. He's out now. He's doing great. And you'll find out now, but I ordered his Sports Illustrated. Just had him show up at Christmas time. Started coming. I think I only got like a 6 month. And he wrote me and said, I have no idea. Did you do this? And I just wrote back and said, I have no idea what you're talking about. It's grace. I have a guy who's done a lot of studying and doing study in Greek. Wants to be a pastor. He's in Arizona. I recently, been 6 months ago or so, went to the Christian bookstore, got permission from the chaplain, and I sent him a book that Joe had recommended that I have in my library, and sent it to him. No name. It's grace. Our job's to give you the tools to grow in grace. And if you're going to be a pastor and you're going to do it the right way, what's a $30 book? It's not much. So we do Bibles. I think we've done roughly 550 Bibles, probably maybe 575 in 17 years. It's been a long time. We've sent out a lot of Bibles. So I told you about the horse camp. We're going to do those. A couple final things. Last 11 years, we've only had 18 former inmates return. I know I said 17, but we didn't have the data we had originally when we first started. It took some time to be able to have that information. Here is a note. I want to read this for Joe. This is from a former inmate. I remember asking individuals, do you hear that, talking about you teaching? And they said, what? Hear what? And he said, I said, the fallen angels groaning and gnashing their teeth just before Joe Griffin got ready to teach. You ought to let the congregation know that's what happens every time Pastor Griffin gets up to teach. That's a compliment, Joe. Pastor Griffin, this is what I wrote to you about Pastor Griffin, and just add that all the examples he gives during the periods of bloviating are the gold, all capital, gold nuggets of application for our lives. And I'm so blessed to have the opportunity to receive this great spiritual food from him, an inmate, 2 years out after 15 years in, continues to listen to you every day to catch up lessons from the past. Gary, thank you for your diligence to accurately convey what you have learned of truth. But I do have to admit, seeing you at the Baraka pulpit is mind-boggling to me. But the power you spoke with was all provided in grace to you. So I must have did okay. Okay, we're about done. I got some pictures here. Oh, everybody got to see this. This is updated. Gives you. This does not include the tablets. Does not include the tablets. I got to figure out how to add all those tablets in here. That would really be covered when you see the tablets. Because California, we're in every prison in California. Every single prison with the tablets. Wyoming, Idaho, all the tablets. So North Carolina, you wouldn't even be able to put enough dots there from all the prisons we're in North Carolina now with the tablets. DVD groups. And hopefully if we get in all these tablets, these can kind of go away. We won't need them because they can just watch them on the tablets. Although some get together as a group, and we don't want to stop that. The chaplain gets them together, and they study the Word of God as a group. In goes a disc. Up comes some dude I know named Joe, and they can sit there and study the Word of God. So I don't want to get rid of all of them. That's a poster we made up. And now when a chaplain says, do you have something I can tell the inmates about? I send them one of those. And then they post it in the chapel area. And then the inmates come in, they see it, they can pick it up and just write us a letter. Also did some of Rick Hughes radio stations where we have prisons and areas where he has radio shows. I had one of these made up. They did the artwork, sent it to me, had it printed at Kinko's, and then we sent it to the chaplains so they could notify the inmates of, hey, you can listen to the Plotline right here. Another way to get doctrine. We're all in this together. It's all teamwork. How do we get the information out there? But we only use it for four people. If you're not the colonel and you're not Bobby and you're not Joe and you're not Rick, don't be calling. We were at the Bridgeport Correction Center earlier this year, and that's where I took those two young men out from the Coast Guard Academy. The horse camp, this is the wounded warrior down here on the right. They're still on doctrine. They drove over an hour to hear me speak at Baraka with their children. That young little man there, I'm his adopted uncle, they showed up just to hear me teach at Baraka. These are from Kansas City. The top guys there is those distinguished-looking tall guys. I'm the short, fat guy right there. This is a former inmate who's been out over 5 years, and I see him every year. He comes to the Michigan Conference, him and his whole family, and they still listen to Pastor Griffin. 5 years later, he's not looked right or left, continues to plug away. Again, a horse camp pitcher, that's Judge Sloan. He's the good-looking one on the left. This is the family of this individual right here. Let me get this. Yes? I'm not seeing what you want. Oh, there it is. Him. This is his family right here. Can you see that? That's his family. That's Chaplain Schoenberger. He's now retired. He is the pastor of the Lebanon Baptist Church in Lebanon, Tennessee. So he retired. I was with him in Colorado. I was with him in Mississippi. I was with him in Tennessee. Everywhere he went, he'd call and we'd get started. Many of prison luncheons with him. Another facility we're at this year, these were in Kentucky. This was a snowy day. You saw those pictures earlier. I don't know how to stop this from doing that. Wounded warriors. I know who those folks are. Potosi, that's right down here in Mineral Point, Missouri. Missouri prisons are just filling now. It's funny, that's where I started. Now I can go anytime I want with my credentials to all of them. So it's kind of to go see my congregation. You just have to go when you have time. So you can go see the folks who are waiting for you there. This is in Missouri also, the one in the far right. These are Marine helicopter pilot, Navy F-14 pilot, but they're old now. But they're always at the Wounded Warrior. Then this is Dr. Ben Mitchell, not the doctor, but I had the honor of doing his wedding. That was a while ago. This is at Fort Leavenworth right here. This is a Connecticut one. I was there earlier this year. This is where Chaplain Schoenberger just retired from. This is a group in Michigan. This is a prison right out in the Pacific, not far at all. You can run over there any time of the day. So, the past year, we've sent out more material than we ever had in 16 years prior. What can I use? I can use some prayer. And that's it. I leave Sunday. I'll be back the following Sunday. I'll be home till Thursday, and I'll leave on Thursday and be back the following Monday. Then a couple weeks later, I'll be leaving again on Thursday and be back on Sunday evening, home for a couple weeks. Then it really gets hectic. So next week, I'll be in Dallas. Week after that, I'll be in Houston. I have the great honor of Bobby asking me to come back, and on Father's Day, I will stand in the pulpit at Baraka again on Sunday, June the 16th, and I'm working on something. I don't know what I'm going to say yet, but I'm working on something. I'm thinking about it. I got a lot of notes. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. But it'll be something maybe about men, maybe, or husbands, fathers. Something. It's Father's Day. I know what I'm going to do, but I'm not letting anybody in on it. You got to listen. So, Joe, thanks for letting me stand here tonight. If anybody's got any questions, I'll be glad to answer them, but I've rambled on. I got a couple of final notes here. I see you and your ministry as a grace gift. It is because of your ministry and the books that you've sent that keeps my focus on the things above and not on earthly things. My prayers are with you and your family, staff, Grace Doctrine Church members, Pastor Griffin and his family and staff. Jesus Christ controls history, no matter how dark it is in our country. Bible doctrine is the light that makes all the darkness go away. My hope and confidence is in the future, phase 3. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. And that's from an inmate. He's now out. The Lord keeps opening the doors. I won't have anybody to talk to here for long. And I read this before, and we're going to end with this. If you'd like to call me, text me, there it is. There's the email address. There's our webpage. Nothing fancy, but I'd love to hear from anybody that wants to drop us a note or give us a call. We're happy. I've told you my schedule. Please keep me in your prayers. And I think I read this before, but anybody that didn't, this came from the last Wounded Warrior, and it was a great encouragement to me. You know, you always go out there, and it was winding up. This was the final 3 days of basically a month being on the road. I was exhausted. And he said, Mr. Gary, Chief Watson, Chief, it was our great pleasure seeing you and the Texas Wounded Warrior Foundation during this weekend event at T-Bar Ranch. Your presentation was exactly what we all needed to hear. The clarity of your presentation via your teaching technique and products gave us all a ready-to-use roadmap of the spiritual life, and your life journey as an example on how Team Watson employed divine wisdom was a wonderful scene setter. As you return home to your family, please relay our Garza best in all endeavors. And as you lay your head to sleep tonight, remember these words that I heard from Colonel Thiem years ago. In the broad field of battle, in the bivouac of life, let us not be dumb driven cattle. Let us be heroes on the strife. You, Chief, are our hero in the angelic conflict we face, and your words of encouragement are always spot on target. Take care, and may God continue to protect and preserve America and Israel so that we can continue to serve as ambassadors for Christ and present the gospel of salvation wherever we go. Semper Fidelis, David Garza, Major General, United States Marine Corps Infantry, retired. We'll close in prayer. Thank you, everyone. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to present this ministry that you opened the door for, that you have provided for, that you continue to open the doors, and that, Father, we continue to try to step through them. And we will do so as long as you allow us to be here on this earth. Father, thank you for this church and for the opportunity to stand in the pulpit and fill in for one of the great pastor teachers of our time, Joe Griffin. Thank you for him. Thank you for what he stands for. Thank you for the doctrine that he teaches. And now, Father, we pray that you'll bring him back here Sunday morning, ready to go, to teach us the very mind of Christ. And we pray all these things in the name of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.